Welcome to Tantra FM. We start our podcast today with a complete guide to intimacy. You'll find out what loving intimacy really means and what to do to create it in your life. We'll continue to guide you into the realm of meditation by revealing some of the yogic alphabet. Afterwards, we'll continue our coverage of the sixth great cosmic power, Chinamasta, the goddess of divine courage. We shall also perform a meditation of communion with Chinamasta towards the end. Our yogi hosts, Amaris and Valentina, will keep you company.
Hello and welcome to Tantra FM, your guide to sacred love. I'm your host, Amaris. A Thorough Approach to Intimacy Within Relationships, Part 1. Loving means returning to a place you've never left. In fact, it also means remembering who you really are. Sam Keen, writer. One of the deepest needs of the human being, which results from closeness to another human being belonging to the opposite sex, is a need for delicious intimacy. We can refer to this as approach, empathy, mutual identification. It is similar to the refining of a relationship so that it may permit you to explore and share certain stages of inner experience which can be more and more subtle and ecstatic. In terms of experiencing amorous ecstasy, delicious intimacy implies the ability to go thoroughly deeper and deeper into your own being, to be the favorite and the most awaited guest of your soul, and then to receive your lover with a similar feeling of love and availability. From this point of view, delicious intimacy does not mean what we regularly call falling in love. It is even more than that. It is a thorough approach to love. It implies to be aware that you and your lover can advance together by immersing yourselves in each other's mysterious universe. Nevertheless, being in a state of delicious intimacy is not necessarily equivalent to being with someone, because delicious intimacy implies reaching a state of inner freedom that permits you to maintain your own identity even when you are in a couple relationship. Here are some marks that illustrate the state of delicious intimacy within your couple. When you both feel, at the same time, natural, spontaneous, cheerful, childish, playful. When you roll around in bed, tickle and caress one another, just like children do. When you feel absolutely secure in your lover's presence, and you're able to share your sore points, sadness, hidden pains, personal aspirations, amorous fantasies, with him or her, being perfectly sure that the other will react warmly and open-heartedly and will never adopt a critical attitude. When you dare to lure your lover in bed and whisper jokes and funny love stories into his or her ears. Most people have the wrong impression that sexuality is the fastest way of opening the gate to a state of delicious intimacy. That is why they feel frustrated when realizing that, after sexual intercourse, his or her lover continues to be standoffish. Delicious intimacy will not appear in such moments. This happens because it is not sexuality that opens the gate to delicious intimacy, but on the contrary, it is delicious intimacy that opens the way to a happy and transfigurative relationship. Things are like that because, for those who love each other, sexual intercourse is the climax and the crown of delicious intimacy. You may have already discovered in your couple the proper way to make delicious intimacy appear. If you gave a massage to your lover when he or she was tired, if you knew how to be amusing and kind when your lover was sad, or you told him or her the truth about your feelings, then you surely have experienced delicious intimacy up to a certain extent. Now we invite you to deepen your delicious intimacy by four of the most essential methods. First of all, in the case of sensual intimacy, you can learn how to awaken new sensations in your lover in a very delicate and tender way by using the art of sensorial stimulation as an expression of your love for him or her. Secondly, When you want to seduce your lover, you can express your feelings and desires by an exciting way of moving your body and by dancing. The third method is to share with your lover wonderful states of pleasure and playfulness in a direct way, avoiding any conversation. The fourth way refers to an euphoric intimacy of your souls, a focus for the purpose of identifying yourself in a profound and empathetic way with the essence of your lover's affective nature. While doing this, try to feel that your own soul is the mirror of your lover's soul. This is an easy and efficient exercise of soul contemplation. These four methods can be practiced separately, one by one, or can be used simultaneously. Thus, they may derive one from another in a most natural way. From the stage of sensual stimulation, you can easily pass to dance, for example. From an expansive state of laughter and playfulness, you can easily glide to silence and mutual euphoric contemplation of souls. What is really important for you is to manage to integrate spontaneously these methods in your amorous life, and to never consider them as a set of accurate techniques. Considering the fact that you may often meet difficulties in applying these suggestions, it is necessary to impose three proper attitudes upon yourself. 1. The lovers should remain as focused as possible on achieving the desired effect. For example, while dancing, you may have some moments when you have doubts about your own ability to express what you have decided to express. Thus, you can pass through these embarrassing moments and resist heroically the temptation to give up. 2. The second attitude is that of being an objective observer. Being at the same time aware of your own feelings and aspirations, no matter what moment or situation you are going through. Only by acting like this can you turn any embarrassing situation that may appear into a favorable one. For example, when practicing the euphoric contemplation of souls, you may feel at a certain point that nothing is going on for the moment, and you might experience a feeling of embarrassment and frustration, although you're pretending that everything is fine. It is better for you to stop pretending and to be very attentive to what you really feel. You can find quick remedies, such as taking a deep breath, modifying the position of your body, or talking sincerely to your lover. All such experience will gradually teach you how to have more and more profound, subtle perceptions. 3. Finally, the third attitude which should be adopted is that of being open even to those aspects that may appear strange to you. For example, you might think that rolling, embraced on the floor, and laughing has absolutely nothing to do with learning the art of amorous ecstasy. Consequently, you will tackle these elements with restraint. Nevertheless, you should keep in mind the fact that many times our rational mind cannot find logical explanations for the way these methods of awakening the state of delicious intimacy operate. However, if you are totally open to practicing them, you will be able to maintain a state of deep relaxation and to pass gradually over your limitations, focusing upon both the moment and the purpose you have in mind. A Thorough Approach to Intimacy Within Relationships, Part 2. At least from time to time, each of us has been delighted by a bird's song, by the softness of a cat's fur, or by the inciting beauty of a woman nude. Nevertheless, our ability to perceive all such things gets worn out, especially because we don't focus enough upon our senses. We usually listen to music while speaking on the telephone, we eat while reading the newspaper, and we fail to notice the beauty of nature during a Sunday walk because we're busy discussing politics. The result of all these habits is that we feel very little of what interacts with us by means of the senses. This is why what we feel seems unimportant and insignificant to us. Awakening and amplifying the capacity of feeling and perceiving things is obviously a necessity. Afterwards, the sensations experienced by us by means of smell, taste, sight, touch, and hearing will be surprising to us. Preparation. Lover A is active and Lover B is passive. It is recommended that the one who has the receiving role be blindfolded, because this will make him or her be able to focus more on each sensation. Thus, you will eliminate any disturbing elements that may appear during this wonderful experience. The element of surprise is very important, and this is why the lover who is the receiver should not know what to expect. If you are the one who has the active role, you should include in your plan everything that you think will make this moment a totally special and unforgettable experience. You should begin your plan by creating and amplifying a special atmosphere. As a source of inspiration, you can think of the wonderful landscape of a magical garden similar to those described in Persian mythology, in which the lovers, dressed in silken garments, are surrounded by almond trees in bloom and by fragrant flowers. They are wrapped up in the inebriating sounds of a wonderful music, in the murmur of a crystal clear spring, in the delicious caresses of an evening breeze. The two lovers touch each other tenderly, offering fruits to one another. After a clear and intense evocation of such a delightful place, come back to where you are and, while preparing the room, keep firmly in your mind the thought that you will invite your lover on a trip to Eden. This is why it is recommended that you arrange the respective place as if for a sensual feast, making sure that the air is fresh and fragrant. It is indicated that you used natural, exotic scents, which will certainly create the clear impression of some mysterious, far-off realms. The light should be obscure. You may use some candles and find a proper music for each sense you want to arouse in your lover. It is also important to choose a very enjoyable music and to have some quiet moments between the different phases of your game. It should be divided into 5 stages for each of the 5 senses. In the middle of the room, in front of your lover, you place an object corresponding to each of the 5 senses. A fragrant oil, a musical instrument, an object that should suggest a sensual touch, a piece of soft fur, for example. Various kinds of aphrodisiacal foods like grapes or raisins, bananas, slices of pineapple, chocolate, and so forth. You shouldn't play this game after a sumptuous dinner because your ability to perceive tastes will have been seriously diminished. Your game should last about an hour. In order to describe the practical part of this game, let us imagine that the woman will play the active role and her lover the receptive one, although there is of course no rules in what regards this aspect. After preparing the room in which the experience will take place, she will go to the next room and will blindfold her lover, explain to him that from that moment on it will not be necessary for them to talk. Then she will whisper lovingly to him, "Relax totally and enjoy this wonderful trip we're going to take together. Remember to breathe deeply whenever you experience something new. Trust me and be totally open to what will happen to you. Now I will take you with me on a magical travel to another time and to another place. All you have to do is be completely open. Breathe deeply and relax." Then she will gently take him to the room she has arranged, without hurrying, and keeping her mouth close to his ear in order to remind him to breathe deeply and to encourage him. From this moment on, you can pass to arousing every sense, one by one. The smell. After seating her lover down on the carpet, she will slowly bring near his nostrils different pleasant natural scents and fragrances. It is indicated to begin with volatile oil of mint, taking care not to touch him directly, so that he might inhale these fragrances deeply one by one. Leave a 1 or 2 minute break between two different fragrances. During these breaks, you may listen to some different sorts of music. This will awaken and amplify the man's ability to anticipate the next step. Next, she will have in view to extend the sense of smell to a certain state of mind that is a state of purity. This is why she will keep above her lover's head a pulverizer containing a natural volatile essence and will spray a few times over his head in order to create an ineffable, refreshing effect. If it is necessary, she will encourage him again to breathe as deeply as possible. Those who practice yoga will become aware of the awakening of Muladhara Chakra, the region between the anus and the sex. The taste. For this phase, you will change the music with a sensual, erotic one. Then she will take a grape or a raisin, will thrust it into a toothpick, and will dip it into a glass of honey. Then she will bring it close to her lover's nostrils, observing attentively how he tries to guess the taste by feeling the smell, and how impatient he is to feel it. After a minute or two, she will caress his lips tenderly with the grape, offering the delicate roundness of the fruit to his mouth, and leaving a small drop of honey. Watch him how anxious he is to catch that grape and play with him a little in a most sensual and enticing way. Finally, she will press firmly his lips until they are half open, allowing the fruit to slide into his mouth. Then she will dip one of her fingers in the honey and will caress slowly and in a most exciting way the lips of her lover, without any hurry at all. After a 1 minute break, during which maybe they will listen to music, he will also taste a piece of chocolate. She will leave him some time to get familiar to this new taste, and then she will pass on to the next step. From now on, a wonderful night is to follow, a night during which you will be eager to make love with sexual continence, in the most beautiful way, because you will feel more open to each other than ever. For those who practice yoga, it will be necessary to focus upon the awakening of Svadhisthana Chakra, the region above the sexual organs. We hope that we have aroused your interest for such a delightful experience. Now we leave it to your imagination to create the scenarios for arousing the other three senses, the sight, the touch, and the hearing. We wish you good luck.
This is Tantra FM, a step into bliss. I'm your host, Valentino. Meditation Guide, the yogic alphabet. Asanas make you strong and healthy and eradicate many diseases. Bhastrika Pranayama develops your lungs, destroys the germs of tuberculosis and augments lung power and lung capacity. Constipation is removed by the practice of Bhujanga, Salabha or Dhanurasanas. Dhanurasana is a combination of Bhujanga and Salabhasanas. Eating in moderation, plain living, and high thinking help the yogic student in attaining his goal quickly. Fasting eliminates poison, purifies the system, and invigorates the cells. Garbhasana augments the digestive power, increases the appetite, and removes many intestinal diseases. Halasana makes the spine very supple and elastic. Indriyas should be controlled by the practice of pratyahara. Japa, or repetition of Om or Hari Om or any other mantra, should go hand in hand with asanas and pranayamas. Kumbhaka helps to attain longevity and awakens kundalini. Lolasana strengthens the muscles of the arms and forearms. Mind. It can be controlled by vairagya, abhihasa, satsanga, vichara, eradication of asanas, destruction of egoism, pranayama, meditation, cultivation of proper virtues such as mercy, complacency, self-denial, santi and santosha, etc. Nadi Sudhi can be obtained by the practice of pranayama. Ordva Padmasana checks wet dreams and transmutes the sexual energy into ojas. Pashkimotasana removes fat, increases the gastric fire and eradicates diseases of the stomach. Quetta, earthquake, is nothing when compared to the agitation caused in the mind by the turbulent senses. Regularity in the practice of asana and pranayama is indispensably required for quick and solid progress. Shirhasana is the king or queen, if you will, of all asanas. It transmutes seminal energy into ojas, developing memory and intellectual capacity, and it removes a host of ailments. Trataka helps concentration of the mind and removes diseases of the eyes. Uddiyanabandha imparts beautiful health, strength, vigor, and vitality, and removes the disorders of the digestive system. Vajrasana removes drowsiness, strengthens the spine, helps digestion, and is very useful for meditation. Winter is the best time for a rigorous practice of yoga. Xerostomia, or abnormal dryness of the mouth, can be removed by the practice of Sitali and Sitkari pranayamas. Yoga mudra removes the disorders of the abdomen and awakens kundalini. Xerosis is the disease of the eye owing to the deficiency of vitamin A. This is removed by the practice of mild trataka and shirhasana.
Hello and welcome to Tantra FM, the light that sets you free. I'm your host, Amaris. The human being experiences only a small fraction of the infinite game of the divine light in manifestation, and it is precisely this fragment that can be reflected upon, and most of the times distorted through the limited capacities of perception from his or her senses. Therefore, the pleasure offered by the body and its senses is most of the time much smaller than the pain, the suffering, and the illness that people have to face during a lifetime. From this point of view, when the yogi feels incarcerated in the prison of the senses and the prison of the bodily desires, the great cosmic power, Chinnamasta, appears as the savior from the slavery of gross matter. In the ecstasy of the happiness she experiences all the time, the great cosmic power, Chinnamasta, can drink all the blood that here expresses the joys and sufferings, the pain and the hopes of earthly life, absorbing and subliming the whole fragmented experience of time with its disappointments and illusions. The great cosmic power, Chinnamasta, performs this extraordinary process of absorption and transformation of all that is ultimately ephemeral and illusory without forgetting her essentially divine nature, which is the very immutable and eternal nature of the Supreme Self, Atman. Although the form under which she appears to mortals is terrible and frightening, the great cosmic power Chinnamasta represents one of the beneficial and deeply transforming energies of the macrocosmos and of the microcosmos. The great cosmic power Chinnamasta offers us perfect discernment. There is a close correlation between Chinnamasta and Kali, in the sense that the great cosmic power Chinnamasta represents, from a certain perspective, the concretization of Kali's energy. She is also oriented towards the spiritual transformation of the sincere devotee to perfection. In this aspect of hers, Chinnamasta is also named Prachanda Chandika, identifying herself with the most terrible form of Kali, which is Chandi. On the other hand, her terrible aspect can also be correlated with the great cosmic power Tripura Bhairavi, as Chinnamasta is just like Tripura Bhairavi, a great fighter. Nonetheless, while Tripura Bhairavi resonates more with the Tellurian fundamental energies, as her location is Muladhara Chakra, the great cosmic power Chinnamasta resonates more with the dynamic subtle energies of air. From this point of view, we can say that the great cosmic power Chinnamasta acts mainly in what we call the intermediary world, in that world that connects the transcendent aspect of the manifestation with the material one. Thus, she represents the lightning that unifies the sky and the earth, which are analogically associated with the mind and the body of the human being. Our fundamental goal is to free people from the limitations inherent to their condition as incarnate spirits. If Chandi, Kali's most terrifying aspect, destroys the demons and satanic entities, the aspect of Prachanda Chandi of Chinnamasta destroys the last and most important enemy of spirituality, the ego. From another perspective, the great cosmic power Chinnamasta is identified with Indrani, the feminine counterpart of the great Vedic god Indra, and the greatest and most important of all the goddesses. Indrani is also named Vairochani, the very brilliant, the one who radiates powerfully, just as Durga, the terrible goddess, who is described in the same manner. The great cosmic power Chinnamasta is particularly named Vajra Vairochani, meaning the one that is brilliant and holds the thunder in her hands. As we already know, the thunder is Indra's weapon, and it is the very reason for which Indra is considered the diamond god, a personification of instantaneous spiritual enlightenment. Let us perform a meditation with the following theme, communion with the great cosmic force of divine courage, Chinnamasta. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we're meditating upon, we shall use proper musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight, or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck, and your head are in an upward position and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you're bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you're eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb you right now. Now we're ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect: communion with the great cosmic force of divine courage, Chinnamasta. Let us begin. Thank you.
Thank you.
you've enjoyed your time with us and that you will join us again for our next broadcast.